A high-ranking CIA official today won confirmation to head up a new nuclear weapons office. The 97-0 vote in the Senate frees Air Force General John Gordon to take his new job at the Department of Energy. The action came as Congress questioned energy officials about the loss of classified nuclear weapons data from Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico. The data were contained on two computer hard drives that are now missing. Republican senators put much of the blame on Energy Secretary Bill Richardson. NPR's Brian Naylor has a report.
There was an empty chair with Bill Richardson's name on it at a Senate hearing this morning, but the Energy Secretary was elsewhere, leaving his underlings to face the Republicans who lined up to blast the department for the disappearance of the nuclear weapons data. Alabama Republican Richard Shelby chaired the hearing of the Senate Intelligence and Energy and Natural Resources Committees.
We invited Secretary Richardson to appear before our two committees to explain to the representatives here of the American people why some of their most sensitive nuclear weapons information appears to have walked out the door. Apparently, Secretary Richardson has decided there's something more important to do than account to the American people.
Shelby suggested Richardson may have been too busy trying to get the vice president elected president to attend. Democrats, by and large, kept their distance from the hearing. At one time, there were 11 Republicans present to just two Democrats. One of them, Richard Bryan of Nevada, was almost as harsh in his criticism, but spread the blame around.
For reasons that are inexplicable to me, there appears to be a culture of indifference to security that's taken root in the national laboratory system. It did not originate with this administration. It has been long-standing.
Republican Senator Jim Bunning struggled to control his temper as he scolded the Energy Department officials present for failing to report to Congress the hard drives were missing for almost a month.
It's inconceivable that you would do such a thing to the American people. You that are in charge of our security and our national security. What else is more important? What does the Constitution say?
The disclosure of the missing nuclear data comes a year after allegations of espionage against Los Alamos scientist Wenho Lee. In response, the Senate today approved the nomination of John Gordon to the new post as head of the National Nuclear Security Administration. Democrats had tied up the nomination at Richardson's behest. The new agency will report to Richardson, but will have direct oversight of all the laboratories and factories that design and produce the nation's nuclear stockpile. Today's hearing produced little that was new about the events at Los Alamos. The director of the lab, John Brown, said he wasn't informed of the disappearance of the data for some 3 weeks.
I want to give you a personal observation. When I was told about this incident, I had the same reaction that I think all of you had. And I asked myself and the people around me the same question. How could this have happened at Los Alamos? After everything we've been through in the last year,
Energy Department officials say 6 employees at Los Alamos have been placed on leave with pay pending a review of their actions. The CIA has been asked to prepare a damage assessment. Yesterday, the department announced the appointment of former Senator Howard Baker and former Congressman Lee Hamilton to investigate the disappearance of the hard drives and review security at Los Alamos. But senators today seemed little mollified by any of those actions, keeping Secretary Richardson squarely in their sights. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.